This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey everyone. Earlier this week, I talked to producer Carleon Jones about how the Nashville hot chicken trend was over. But I was wrong. There are more and more places across H-Town serving up that addicting, mouth-numbing heat with that perfect deep-fried crunch. To help find the best spots, my man G, aka Foodie Entertainer, Bless the Belly, joins me to give his recommendations for the best hot chicken spots in the 713 and beyond. It's Wednesday, September 6th, 2023. I'm Raheel Ramzanali, and here's what Houston's talking about. Oh, yes. Bless the Belly. My man G is back on CityCast Houston. What's up, G? How you been?
I'm back and better, baby. You know, I love being with you guys every time. How you doing?
And I'm doing all right, man. I had to bring you on because we are talking Nashville hot chicken, aka just hot chicken, okay? So I want to start with this. What makes the perfect hot chicken sandwich, and what heat level do you get it at?
Oh, God, he's asking me. He's going right into it. So listen, I am a hot chicken connoisseur. I like chicken, period, though, right? So chicken is like my favorite thing ever, food, when it comes food-wise. So the whole hot chicken thing now, I'm like, okay, y'all spicing it up, right? My stomach doesn't technically like it, but I like it. So when it comes down to like a level of spice, I'll go nowhere past the medium. So if, well, let's just say if there's a 1 through 10, I'm like that guy that's like, give me 4 or 5 because I'm not sure if I get past 7, if I'll be all right. But I'm like a light, you know, light spice kind of guy. But it gives it flavor, and it also gives it like a form of heat that I'm like, okay, this isn't too bad, you know?
Yeah, it gives you that lasting heat, right? Like you won't forget it for a while, which is good. So for you, what's like the perfect Nashville hot chicken sandwich?
So the perfect one, actually, you know, I'm not from Nashville. So let's just say maybe since the origination comes from there, somebody can tell you exactly how it's supposed to go. But my version on the down south tip and being from Texas would be, you know, spicy, having flavor. And the perfect one for me would be not so thin. I've had a few patties that people try to like sneak in that are kind of thin. And I'm like, to me, an ultimate hot chicken sandwich that's really good is like a thick piece of chicken, you know? Yeah. You get that like really good crunch in it. It has a good crisp around it. And you get that spice mixed in with a pickle. I feel like you have to have those pickles on there, even if you don't have sauce. You know, some people like to eat it without sauce. Some people eat it with sauce. But I feel like pickles and a thick piece of hot chicken is what makes the Nashville hot chicken sandwich.
It does. Okay, so we're going to be talking a lot about hot chicken, and we're going to be going through some categories. But I think the first one and the most important one, I've already asked you about what makes a good hot chicken sandwich. Who has the best Nashville hot chicken sandwich in H-Town? And if it's not Miko's, what is wrong with you, G? Come on.
Oh, you beat me to it. See, I thought you were going to give me a chance to answer it. Now you didn't answer before me. Gosh, I have to shout out to Miko's, man. We actually did a hot... Well, it wasn't a hot chicken sandwich technically contest, but we did a hot chicken contest. So I hosted it myself as Bless the Belly, as the MC, got on the mic and kind of, you know, talk my talk to people. But it was very interactive and having fun with seeing who could finish the hot chicken first. So shout out to Miko's. And we had a winner. It was a bucket of hot chicken. And he made it through. I don't know how his stomach is right now to this day, but I'm praying for him. And I pray that, you know, he comes out on the bright side because they ate a whole bunch of hot chicken. Man. But Miko's is definitely... dope when it comes to hot chicken sandwich. If you want a real one,
it's the goat, sure. Right? Like, and I think it's a blessing and a curse, right? Because the first place that I ever tried was Miko's, and it was so good back when they had their food truck at the Galleria Park.
Right,
and it just set the bar so high that every other chicken sandwich just doesn't live up to it. And I've had like Hattie B's, I've had all the OGs, right? Okay. And there's something about Miko's and that hot honey and the way their heat just kicks in. Ah, it's the best.
You said it's the best. Okay, you're entitled to your opinion. I love them too. And I know people love them just as much. So that's great.
Okay, now let's go with actual fried chicken, right? Because Nashville hot chicken, the sandwich gets a lot of play. but we've got actual fried chicken done that way as well. Who makes the best hot fried chicken in H-Town? No sandwiches allowed, okay?
Oh, no sandwiches allowed. I have like one or two options in my head. Who do I want to speak on? I like Yummies. You ever heard of Yummies?
No, not yet.
So Yummies is pretty good. Yummies has some really good hot chicken that doesn't have to be a sandwich. If we're speaking tenders, if we're speaking just chicken in general, I really like Yummies. There's a few other ones that I like. Man, as far as like chains and things like that, I know Wing It is really good. So Wing It is a new spot here on Chimney Rock. And basically what they do is provide wings, but they have all different type of flavors and all different type of heat levels. I like it because it's not just a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 heat level. It's like, okay, these flavors have the least heat, and then the next few flavors are hotter. So I like that the hot chicken stuff is at the top, you know, compared to the things at the bottom. I think it's dope, you know, because it's chicken, but the higher you get, the spicier it is with a different flavor compared to just one flavor. You know, it's hot, and then you get like a ghost pepper hot. It's more of like a, you can mix a garlicky with the hot. You can cater to your hot, you know, depending on how you like it, yeah.
I like that. Being able to mix it up, maybe mix that ghost pepper in with something and ruin your day.
Yeah, with some milk, hopefully, so you can cut it in half.
You know, one of the best things to come from the hot chicken trend are the loaded fries. And everyone does a unique twist to it, right? Which spot around H-Town has the best loaded fries when it comes to hot chicken?
The best loaded fries with hot chicken, I would have to give it to the Waffle Bus. I really like the Waffle Bus's chicken, but I also like the sauces that they add to it. They have something called a thunder sauce. Mm. I feel like you put that thunder sauce on anything and it's amazing. Oh, I'm thinking about it right now. But it's a really good blend with hot, and then it's like a almost sweet and savory type vibe, but the fries are covered, man. The fries are covered. You know, shout out to the Waffle Bus via that. And also Wing It. I know I just mentioned Wing It, but my first time having some loaded fries, that I was like, wait a second, I can't see the fries. Are you sure these are fries or is it a bucket full of chicken?
Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's popping. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
It was Wing It. Oh yeah, I thought that was amazing. I said, man.
That is so cool. Okay, let's talk about some other sides that stick out for you, G. Like at a hot chicken place, you don't want to get the loaded fries. You just want to get something else. What's a good side and where at?
Ooh, so two things that I like. I'm a big fan of elote, okay? Elote. Oh, yeah. I love me some corn with everything blended in between. So that's really good. The elote is good. And also, where would I get me a good macaroni and cheese? Same thing. The side of macaroni and cheese. I think with hot chicken, macaroni and cheese gives it a good blend. I see some people put it on the sandwich. Some people just kind of eat it by itself. But it gives it a nice cheese, like spicy blend. So I want to shout out to Dave's Hot Chicken for that. That's a good place that I go and get some side stuff, maybe a shake, maybe some mac and cheese. Like I said, that is really good. And it gives me like the perfect, okay, I have chicken, mac and cheese, something to drink, and a dessert. Woo, it's not so hot anymore.
Yeah, you know? Cools it down a little bit.
Cools it down because it's already hot in Houston, right? Hot chicken, hot summer.
All right. So we've seen a lot, and I mean a lot of hot chicken franchises make their way to H-Town. You just mentioned Dave's right now.
Yeah.
Which ones are your favorite? Give me like one or two franchises that actually hold up and are okay to go get some hot chicken at.
So let's start with Dave's for sure. Shout out to Dave's. We did a whole Super Bowl tray from Dave's for the Super Bowl weekend. So my whole crew actually went out to Dave's and ate some really good hot chicken for Super Bowl. So, you know, it's popping if we can do that. And they had like beer trays for us. It was like a whole thing. I said, I never really realized we could be this social over hot chicken and nobody's complaining about the heat. We're just having fun eating. So shout out to Dave's. I love Dave's and what they're doing. Howdy chicken is really good as well. Howdy hot chicken is really good. One of the first places outside of Miko's in Houston that I tried with the different level of heat. I think when I first tried Miko's, I didn't know there was different levels of the heat. I just wanted the hot chicken sandwiches to try it. Now, when I went to Howdy, I saw that there were different levels, and they were the first people to tell me about the ghost pepper or the Grim Reaper flavor and all of that. So I tried it at Howdy, and Howdy is a good chain. You know, that's another chain that's coming with the hot chicken. So I want to shout out to Howdy too. Howdy and Dave's for sure would be a great chain to check out some hot chicken for sure.
Those are really good picks right there. Okay, so I mentioned to me, Miko's is the GOAT. I love it. And I started eating at Miko's back when they had the food truck. So in honor of their success and their food truck and how now they've gone to a brick and mortar location, give me a hot chicken food truck that we need to go support and check out.
Hot chicken food truck. Okay. I would say to go support Clutch City Cluckers, man. They're popping up everywhere. I think Clutch City Cluckers has like a lot of different new locations now, and I've worked with them as well, and I like their options too. They give you a nice little amount of options. Some hot chicken places just have hot chicken and maybe a few side items, but they have a lot. Like, you can get hot chicken in a waffle. You can get hot chicken man with a coleslaw. They have it to where, same thing, the loaded fries. I can go on, but Clutch City Cluckers is really coming with the heat. Look, literally.
Yeah, and it's so cool to see their success. As you mentioned, they've been growing and growing. And, you know, it's only a matter of time before they go brick and mortar as well.
Oh, for sure. I think they like the food truck way because they have so many. And, you know, people like to eat late night. People like to pull up, eat, and dip. It's less overhead for them. So I'm sure they're loving the food truck way. So I'm not mad. And that's probably what may inspire Miko's to even go brick and mortar, because they had What was it, like one or two food trucks at max? And they were like, hey, let's have a housing space to give these people of Houston to come try some of this. I think Clutch City Clucker just wants to be where you're at. Like, let me be in the front of your neighborhood so you won't really have an option.
That's so cool. Hey, be there and people can eat. I like it. Okay, I need the crunchiest hot chicken.
The crunchiest? Can I make you laugh? Because I'm trying to think. Actually, though, crunchiest one that comes to mind is Chick-fil-A's new spicy chicken sandwich. I don't know if that's a hot chicken sandwich, but it's like, I know it's hot chicken and it's something new that they implemented in the past few years or whatnot, but it's so crunchy. It's like every time I bite into it, the first thing I bite is like a super big crunch. And I die laughing about that when you just ask, because I'm like, just first thing comes to mind, even out of Howdy, even out of Dave's. It's more so a nice fluffy piece of chicken. You don't get just that much crunch. You know what I'm saying? Not to say anything against it, because I'm not sure if that's what they're aiming for. But I'm not much of a cruncher when I bite into those brands.
Gotcha.
But when it comes to like the Chick-fil-A sandwich, I think it's just made out of straight crunch. Like,
and if you want it even crunchier, here's a little tip. Some locations will do it well done. You ask them to fry it a little bit longer. It's called well done. And it comes out like 40% more crunchy, G. It's a little tip. Wow. You got to ask your location. Some of them do it. Some of them don't. The suburbs do.
You got me about to ask a whole bunch of questions. Can you add honey to my crunchy? Look, cook it a little longer and add some honey while you're at it.
Hey, why not? Hey, Chick-fil-A. They're going to say my pleasure. They're not going to say no.
Right.
Okay, G, I know you are all about the desserts, man. And nothing pairs better with a hot chicken sandwich than a good dessert. So where are we getting dessert?
The best dessert spot for me. So I'm a smoothie kind of guy. I like ice cream. I would say the best dessert, if we're at a hot chicken place, I'll give you both. At a hot chicken place, I definitely would say the Waffle Bus. The Waffle Bus has sherbet. They have so many different ice cream options. I think one of the locations just had a, you know, added a bar with sweet drinks, with sweet treats. it's amazing. I was like, man, to have these many options here with all of this is like amazing. So I can definitely say the Waffle Bus has so many different sweet options when you're eating. You're going to try to figure out your sweet tooth in the middle of eating something hot, you know? So I think that's fun. And another sweet treat would be Popston. Have you ever heard of Popston?
I haven't yet.
Popston is a very known here in the Houston community ice cream company, or popsicle company. And they're really good custom-made popsicles, custom-made flavors. I've actually had my own flavor with them before. I got to create my own popsicle. So that's why I'm sending you their way as well, because if they let me do it, I'm pretty sure you'll fall in love with the blends and stuff that they have. And I will always say that will be my go-to. Once I eat some good food, we headed to Popston. It's still summertime. It's hot. Let's go get a good treat.
Ooh, and I saw that they're making a beaver nuggets from Bucky's, the beaver nuggets shake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is wild. Sign me up. Let's go.
He said, sign me up. Yes, let's do it. You better get signed up.
That is great. G, thank you so much, man. These are some great recommendations. I can feel the heat building up, and I can feel it cooling down with all the dessert spots as well. Thank you again for joining us.
Man, thank you guys so much for having me. You know, every time is love with CityCast, baby. Bless the belly.
That was foodie entertainer Bless the Belly. You can follow him with the link in our show notes. Hey, did we miss one of your favorite spots? Shoot us a text or email with the information in our show notes. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new.